The UK Report.
Let's go to Adam for a UK reaction and perspective on this dreadful shooting in Las Vegas. Adam.
Yeah, morning, Alan. Yeah, not surprising, is it? So many people caught up in it, and being Las Vegas, that it's an international atrocity. We know that there was a British tourist, Ian Thorne, who was caught up in it and has described the pure mayhem, but also the tension in Las Vegas afterwards. The British tennis player, Laura Robson, was at the music festival. She's fine, but she's tweeted that she is in shock. A couple from Northern Ireland, Stuart and Zara McCormick, said they hid behind a burger stall. They were at the concert. They crawled on their bellies to avoid the gunfire. Those sorts of stories, of course, are coming out there. I mean, they're universal. But also, the Prime Minister, Theresa May, has expressed her thoughts for the victims. The Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson, says, like most, he's horrified. And again, we ask it here, and we kind of wonder why America doesn't. Why don't they tighten gun laws? You did it after an atrocity, we did it after an atrocity, and yet America refuses to do it. We find it extraordinary, I'm sure, like you.
Yes, and in particular Nevada, I've made that point earlier, the state of Nevada has the worst gun laws, I think, anywhere in the world. And how a bloke could accumulate all those lethal weapons and ammunition in his room is beyond belief. It's an astonishing security crisis, I would have thought. Just a quick one on Monarch Airlines.
Yeah, more airline trouble. Ryanair's got all these cancelled flights because of pilot problems, and now Monarch, who used to be one of our really big airlines, they were sort of second or third in the list, perhaps fifth in the list these days, but they've basically gone belly up, and with that, 800,000 passengers are affected, 110,000 currently abroad, the planes have been chartered to bring them home. And it's just that thing at the moment that there are a lot of budget airlines, which is great business and enticing us on, but they're very close, all of them, to going bust because they have no profit margins. So maybe that's a lesson for us all. Maybe sometimes it is too good to be true.
Absolutely, Adam. Absolutely. Not too many margins in the world of aviation. Thanks, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.